Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Out of the way we go. Welcome to show number 3,256. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as my categories. Are you ready, Ted, for football movies?
Nice.
And salad dressing.
Ooh. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
We will play Profile This, plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Dragon and Joe. All right, here we go. Man decides the best place to spend quarantine is the happiest place on earth. Meanwhile, a New Jersey man moons customers entering a Walmart, showing cheeks and his girth. He was doing the tuck. Man gets to go on a crime spree in California, knowing he won't be put in jail. A woman who cuts hole in face masks because it's easier to breathe is the ultimate fail. And a fisherman injures his hand when a crocodile tries to eat it. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and your shore. Over 60,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. But what the average citizen has determined to be important is the boredom that comes from the lockdown and the shelter-in-place orders. Well, boredom often leads to new discoveries. Maybe you're learning a new language, taking up painting, attempting to teach your dog Muay Thai, or maybe you're developing a huge porn addiction. That's a concern of one evangelicus. He says that Christians locked down are, quote, discovering porn. Well, if it makes him feel any better, I can promise him that his flock was already familiar with porn. Just let them relax and let them get out their frustrations. Like in Maryland, a pilot, he got his corona-inspired frustration by taking his tiny little plane for a two-hour flight over the state. But that wasn't even the cathartic part. See, if you check out his flight path, and there's a couple of different websites where you can do this, you'll discover that he flew for 2 hours because it took him 2 hours to spell out the words F COVID-19. But he spelled out the entire F word. I think we can all agree with his sentiment. Now, that said, we might actually want to stay inside. Everyone just can't wait to get back outside. But the longer we're inside might be a little better because there's a new threat. That would be Vespa mandarinia.
in layman's terms, Vespa mandarinia, that's the giant Asian hornet. And to put it in perspective, it's been nicknamed the murder hornet. Why? Because it kills bees and everything else that you thought you were worried about, and it doesn't like people much. Anyway, it's native of Japan and the Koreas, but now it's stateside, including right here in Washington State. I, for one, am looking forward to getting stung by one of these giant sons of bitches. Listen, man, I saw a documentary of these mofos about 5-10 years ago, and all I could think is, man, I'm glad I don't live in Japan. Well, guess what? I still don't, but they're here. These are some of the stories that we saw. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. This is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show on the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, Matos, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,256. What a large charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future EP. One of these days, we're going to take a day off for the salsa. Mm-hmm. We might even have a place to go. And you'll hear this program again. We guarantee you one of the finest radio shows you have ever heard in your life.
I don't guarantee that, but
it'll be amazing. Yeah. Random question time. But before we get there, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. There were more than 1.1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. as of this morning, according to Johns Hopkins. Now,
they don't know what they're talking about.
As of this morning, there were a little over 67,000 people in the United States that have passed on. As of this afternoon, to give you an idea of how this is changing, the number is now 69,384. So since this morning, there's been a couple thousand more deaths. Worldwide, over 3.5 million cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed. More than a quarter of a million people have died around the globe. Now, here at home, phase one of Governor Jay Inslee's plan to reopen the state, that begins tomorrow. Under the first phase, some outdoor recreation will be allowed as long as social distancing is practiced. Car sales can recommence. Retail curbside pickup will be allowed, as will some construction projects. Just so you know, this is an interesting tidbit. Highest rate of coronavirus cases of any county in the United States in the West Coast. Any ideas?
Snohomish. I don't know.
It's in Washington State. It's in Yakima County. On the West Coast, the highest concentration. That has a lot to do with farming. That has a lot to do with other things. But Yakima had 1,128 positive cases, a rate of 455 cases per 100,000 residents. That makes it the most contagious county on the West Coast. Now, as far as the stay-at-home order, it will remain in place until the end of May. with some restrictions possibly lifting in the middle of the month. Current totals in the state, 834 dead and 15,185 cases that have been confirmed. And a couple other notes for you. Starbucks has announced it is reopening locations across the United States and Canada starting today after some were closed due to the pandemic. Majority of the stores will continue drive-through only service, while some locations may continue to operate only as a drive-through. Other stores will expand their current service to include order ahead or grab and go. Depends on the store. Depends on the layout.
Our Starbucks in our local building opened up late last week. So they did a test run, I want to say Thursday, Friday. All right. So they don't have drive-through capabilities. It is a storefront, but they've set it up that if you go to order anything, food, drinks, you actually order outside. And these poor employees, they were freezing their ass off last week. But you order outside. Typically, I will say this on their behalf, they prefer credit card, Starbucks card, or that weird phone thing that people do.
Apple Pay.
I, of course, just have cash, so they've been tipped very well. I'm like, I don't need the change. Just hook me up with a drink. But I will say this. I have never been so happy to see Starbucks people in my life.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing. This might be the toughest thing out of all. I read this story, and of course, I don't really think too much about the actual aspect of the story as much as I think about situationally what I would do. But just so you know, if you are a Costco member and you're blonde-haired and blue-eyed, Costco will be limiting poultry, beef, and pork purchases to 3 items per person as the coronavirus takes a toll on meat production across the United States. So, of course, what is the first thing I think of? Okay, well, look, I'm already in for a rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I'm thinking family pack of ribeyes, okay, because I'm going to get as much as I can because that's one purchase. And then I don't know, man. I was thinking
maybe there's another thing of ground beef.
I'm not sure. Like, if I have to take 3 purchases from the meat, you know what I mean?
Check with your local butchers as well. So the grocery stores are going to get hit hard. They want to reopen the meat plants. A lot of the employees there are like, look, we don't want to go in. There's no safeguards. And we don't want to die because your kid needs chicken nuggets. And I think that's very fair. So that is kind of a holdup right now. They're like, no.
Yeah, well,
your local butchers. I will say your local butchers, because they get a little more locally sourced stuff. I know that I have had a lot of meat picked up today and not from a grocery store.
I got some free meat this weekend.
Free?
Free meat?
I got to pay for mine,
free
man.
Meat? My neighbors are vegetarians, and they ordered some food to be delivered to the house. There was a misorder. They got wrong stuff. It was already refunded. So they were like, hey, Ted, do you want these frozen pepperoni pizzas? I said, yeah. But then they came down, Miles, and also gave me a pound of ground lamb.
Oh,
Get out of here. Have you ever had a lamb burger?
I'm going to have a lamb burger soon.
Oh, man.
Just waiting for something
game
else to show up.
Changer.
Buns?
May have purchased a small grill.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Sweet.
You're like, it's
okay.
Changed.
All right, very good.
lamb is the one. Yeah. Miles, you stumbled into lamb territory, what, like seven weeks ago?
Yeah, we're friends.
It's like, oh, my God.
I had one the other
just
the other
call
night.
Me old Tzatziki.
So there is the latest as we continue to encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Tzatziki, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, what's up, Tzatziki?
Oh, man, that's what he said. He's like, hey, man, have you ever done the lamb burger in a kind of a Euro tip, you know what I mean, Mediterranean way? I'm like, no, I have not.
Do it.
I got to get the right ingredients. I'm going to do it just how you would like. Lettuce, cucumber.
Oh, no.
All the important
tzatziki,
things.
Tzatziki, yeah, feta.
Exactly. Onions.
Raw red onion. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Toasted bun. I'm going to put some bacon on it, too.
Dude, I'm telling you, you don't need to.
All right.
You don't need. It's like your buddy James when he makes the burgers and he swore, like, do not put any condiments on. I'm telling you, just make the lamb burger, Ted. Take a bite. Your world is going to change.
Mm-hmm. I might never go back to grab.
You won't even care.
That's why I'm going to get Costco. Lamb's not on the list.
You got to get lamb.
I was going to get lamb and king crab legs. That.
Damn.
Those giant ass prawns they have.
Yeah, I was going to say, get the shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, Costco hooks it up.
Quick side note. I'm a fan of more of the mid-size prong, the big ones. I'm telling you, they're just not as good.
All right.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
May the fourth be with you, fellas.
Hola.
Jason, welcome to the program. The random question. All right.
You should see the look on Ted's face. Ted hates all things Star Wars, so for you to say that, it makes me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because Ted's face.
Yep. Okay.
I'm glad you guys are having fun today.
May the 4th, Ted.
Good times. All right, Jason, here you go on a random question. We're going to give you this one. What person's name will you always remember, and why will you remember it? It might be that it's kind of funny or a little bit stupid or whatever the deal is, but what name sticks out from your lifetime?
So, I can't say my interpretation of his name on the air, but I'll... I'm in the Army, And I was walking past somebody in the PX, which is a store on Post where you get whatever. It's like the Post Walmart or whatever. I was walking by him. I saw his name tape, and it was spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-B-A-U-G-H. And so I just
Jesus.
That's great.
Well, okay, yeah. Do you think that was
like, oh, it's or something like that.
I guess that was for real.
Also, one more name. So, I had a guy in my platoon. His last name was pronounced E. Do you know how he spelt it?
How?
Y. It's one letter, Y, and it's pronounced E.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty memorable.
One letter? I just feel like that's lazy.
Yeah,
you know,
it's easy. Oh, that's easy though.
What's like Psy? His name's spelled with a P, but it was pronounced Psy.
Yeah, but like a first name, do it. I feel like a last name is where you get your money shot. Right? Mm-hmm. Montgomery has something to do with mountains. Smith, obviously, whatever craft you guys did. Hill, no idea. I can't imagine what a hill would be. But
you
Fox,
know what's funny about that?
Because Robin Fox's father actually part fox, little known fact.
She knows what he said.
My dog, a bird.
Yeah, there's. I think I'm on season number 5 now of Esses Creek on Netflix. But if you watch Canadian Broadcasting, they air the program and they aired the final episode. I'm flipping through the other night, and as they wrapped up 6 seasons of doing this, one of the more popular shows in Canada, obviously, and
great show.
And people are, you know, just celebrating the fact that you know, it was what a great show, and they were doing parties and everything else before all this crap at the fam. But when they go for the reviews, like they had a weekend the other weekend where they were going to run all the episodes kind of on a weekend and just play them all, you know, in order and all that stuff. But on the CBC, they say the name of the show.
Yeah. Because that's the name of the show.
They say the name of
and
the
it's
show.
Someone's last name.
That is correct. But from what we understand, I've never heard an American broadcaster or anybody, at least in our media world, say the show by its name.
They won't do it here because we have all these weird... Let me say this. All right. So it's the person's last name. Obviously, it is a play on words. And in Canada, they say it. Now, that particular show, because the money is always in the U.S. when you're doing entertainment. So they shopped the show initially to U.S. networks and then some of the cable channels. All of them were keen to do the show if they would change the name. And, you know, they were kind of like, well, that's part of the appeal is this thing, but it does play in. Now, coming from the East Coast, we had a massive Jewish population there. So the last name, Lipschitz, all that kind of, it was constant, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of the names. And we understand how it can be parlayed to do Esses Creek. But it's like, look, first of all, the main character is a Jewish guy, right? That is a Jewish name. I would think if I'm Jewish, I would take more offense to the fact, like, ooh, we can't say, like, hey, man, this is a common name. It is a fairly common name.
Well, the reason we asked what person's name will you always remember, a couple stories.
I got to mention, I've told you before, he was a legendary teacher at DeMatha, Buck Offit.
Buck Offit is ridiculous.
Police say they arrested a man accused of stealing mail in Metro Atlanta. In late January, a man reported that he had some checks stolen from his mailbox. The checks were supposed to be picked up by the United States Postal Service and mailed to their intended recipients. Well, the next day, a 35-year-old suspect visited the Home Depot and made a purchase of over $3,000. After making the purchase, police say he returned those items for cash. In March, after a long investigation, authorities identified the suspect as Speedy Gonzalez. And announced that after he is arrested, he will be facing several charges. He was eventually arrested by police and booked into the Gwinnett County Jail. So, yes, Speedy Gonzalez is a mail thief. Now, Mike had this story last week. But the girl Noelle Riscotti of Santa Rosa County, she is 32 years old, lives in the Florida Panhandle, and her 26-year-old boyfriend, Tathan Fields, is doing 15 years in jail right now for burglary and grand theft auto. Well,
all right.
In late March, he got to do a socially distanced video chat with Noelle, and apparently during the call, Noelle stripped down and used some adult toys. Tadden also had his way with himself on the call, apparently.
Well, yeah, that's why she's doing it.
Problem was, it was a child going in and out of Noelle's room while it was going on. And they might have gotten away with that video chat if not for Detective Ass Man of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Speedy Gonzalez was busted by Ass Man.
No. These two. That was a separate story.
Oh, this is just
this
about
Ass Man.
This is the
woman who was trying to...
Okay.
Detective Ass Man then busted. Santa Rosa County is... Santa Rosa County, that's where my uncle lives.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he knows about Ass Man.
Detective Ass Man?
Yeah,
I
wonder if he's Detective ever Ass Man.
He recently spotted the chat while he was reviewing footage of the jail's virtual visits. So now Noel is facing a felony charge of engaging in lewd and lascivious conduct in the presence of a minor. And that's all because of the handiwork of Detective Ass Man, who was noticing the kid coming.
Detective Ass Man.
With two N's and two S's.
He literally could be in the FBI.
I was going to say, for the federal booty inspector.
Yeah. I mean, if he goes in and goes, I'm Mr. Ass Man, yes, two S's and two A's. I mean, like, think about that.
If you couldn't even
call for reservation at a table, I'm not believing you.
I wouldn't believe him if he busted me. If he kicked down my door. And look, I am, in fact, cooking meth and all this other. But he breaks in, got his gun, shows me the badge, says, I'm Detective Ass Man. I do not believe him.
Me neither.
Under any circumstance.
No.
Damn it, you're under arrest. I'm not getting arrested by a Detective Ass Man. What's your real name? I swear to God, it is my name. Mm-hmm. Ass Man.
What if you had to be paged in an airport? I mean,
we're looking for Jim Ass Man. Jim Ass Man, please grab the white courtesy phone.
Is there a Phil Ass Man?
The problem is, everyone would get up. I'd be like, I guess they're talking to me.
Yeah, right, exactly. I was looking at one today.
Yeah, I'm an Ass Man. No, we're looking for a specific Ass Man.
Phil Ass Man.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Liquor and whores.
Don, welcome to the program. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing okay, man. All right, Don, let's go with this one since we're talking about names. What would you say, Don, is the most insulting name that you've ever been called?
Well,
keep in mind, radio friendly.
Someone once called me Ron Jeremy. It was very insulting to me because the woman I was dating had slept with him.
Oh.
And it was a joke to me.
So you're saying,
why is that? The guy makes his living and has made all of his money because, in spite of how ugly he is and how weird he smells, I say this for sure, he made his money having sex, dude. And he's got a big hog. I mean, I don't know if I'd be insulted.
You said that your friends were calling you Ron Jeremy because you had a girlfriend that actually had slept with Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, well, she called me Ron because of, let's just say down below kind of reminded her of Ron.
Right.
I'm Don.
Oh, not Don so. Jeremy, his younger brother.
Ah,
he's not as well off.
You're telling me you're insulted because a woman looked at your penis, thought it was so big, she compared you to a porn star who has a notoriously large penis. That's a problem.
Well, it was a problem because she was with him, and it always bothered me when she talked about him. So, but I could see it's a compliment as well. A little scourgy of a comment.
All right,
wait
Don,
a minute.
I'm confused.
You're insulted.
She was a nice girl, though. Her hair was real soft, and she was a nice girl.
All right, Don.
We went out for quite some time, but I left off to Vietnam, and that was the last I seen of her.
Okay.
I can't think of anything more insulting than being compared to a porn star who notoriously has a huge penis.
Don would do weird.
Wait a minute. Wait. It doesn't make any damn sense. Mm-hmm. Ron Jeremy wasn't doing anything when Vietnam was anything.
No, I know.
You did not get sent off to Vietnam
As soon as he said that, I was like, oh, God.
Ron Jeremy would have been like 10 years old.
Right. No, he wouldn't even been, yeah.
Going to Vietnam, yeah, at best, he's about 10 years old.
You want a Ron Jeremy story?
Right. Robin
Smith. Did he not sound like... Do you remember in Men in Black where they stole the guy's skin and the alien climbed inside and he talked that weird way?
Right.
Does that sound just like...
Like next time ask him if he's just going to play himself on the radio instead of whatever.
I mean...
What?
I don't know. Ron was born in 52.
Yeah.
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 When did he start his porn career? I said he's born in 52. That's fair. So Ron Jeremy would have been, 16, 17 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
He started, I don't know. But it was the mid to late 70s. The Vietnam War was over, right?
Yeah, we weren't in Vietnam anymore.
And Miles, you're right. I have a Ron Jeremy story.
Probably
the only person that truthfully talked S to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because you guys shared dinner, didn't you?
We did. He shared my dinner the first night right after I had. So the next night, I might have been a little intoxicated at a pool. And I said, hey, Ron, I'll let you know when you have my sloppy second. And everybody was just like, damn. And most
did he kick you out?
Oh, no. Everybody loved it. Can you imagine a short, hairy, chubby guy who just doesn't have the one thing that Ron has?
Oh,
so in
I
no
thought
way
you were talking about Ron.
Should I be talking trash to this dude? But, I mean, the girls, everybody at the Bunny Ranch was just like, I heard you're the guy who's been talking trash. I mean, it was like legendary.
Talking crap on Ron Jeremy.
Well, especially, I'm a big man, but not there. So it's like, why would you do it? Why would you talk trash to him?
Why not?
Because you can.
Right. Because
yeah,
exactly. I had tequila.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 844-999, hola.
Random.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Gentlemen.
Hola.
Don, what's happening?
Well, actually, I wanted to thank you guys because, you know, getting stuck at home, you guys are the high point of my afternoons.
Well, thank you, Don. We appreciate that.
Who are you stuck at home with?
Well, my wife and my grandson that we're raising.
Okay, yeah, I understand, right. Man. Listen, I got two kids, and I get to come to work every day. And this morning, for example, it's Monday. They're a little cranky. They're a little tired. And they didn't feel like doing their schoolwork. I will say dad, not me. Dad may have raised his voice and used some words to explain how important it is not only that you do your work, but that you do it quietly and that this father of yours does not hear you complaining because he might lose his mind and skin you alive in the house.
Yeah.
But it also, I'm not saying it was me. I'm just saying I've heard such rumors, but what I truly appreciate is today, I am so glad to go to work to get the hell away from the kids, because let's face it, and I don't care who you are, if you have kids, the goal is to actually live with them for like 5 or 6 years. Then they go to school until they're 18, and then they move the hell out. Well, this has ruined the whole thing, and I actually have to determine if I like them. And the jury is out.
They're working out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think I like them more than they like me. I think I'll leave it at that.
All right, Don, let's go with this one. What would you say, what new hobby or project have you taken on because of your time with the coronavirus going down?
Well, last year when we had Snowmageddon, it knocked down a bunch of trees into my pond down on the meadow section of my property. So I've been down there cutting and trying to clear them out so I can get somebody in here with an excavator to get the pond cleared out so it looks decent again.
Now, let me ask, is your true motivation so that the pond looks better, or is it that the cherry on the sundae will be that the pond looks better, but the reason you're doing it is to get the hell away from the wife and the grandkid that you're raising?
You caught me.
Hey, yeah. Look, man, we understand. There's a reason why, you know, every person said, man, when I was growing up, dad would wash his car on the weekends. I mean, like, it would take him 2 days to wash. Like, right, because you're inside. He'd want to deal with you. It's pretty simple. I will wash my neighbor's car at this point.
Oh, I was looking at my neighbor's car the other day. Like, I can wash that.
If you got a dirty car,
I don't know if we're here, but I can take care of it.
Bring it to my freaking house on the weekends. It's amazing how neighborly I've become.
Yeah. Reason we asked, what is your new hobby or project because of the coronavirus? Let's see here. There is an 80-year-old author and evangelist named Josh McDowell, and he says, due to the lockdown, Christians are developing huge porn addictions. Christians
of the
view
lockdown.
Porn, they're doing it in greater numbers than ever, thanks to the lockdown, according to McDowell. He says, porn is by far the greatest cancer ever to the church. So, greater cancer than...
Are you sure?
That's what he says, yes.
No, I know it's what he said. I'm sorry to
worse
he's
than,
sure.
Worse than drawing and quartering people or burning them alive. There's a lot of things. Torture by fire. Yeah, he says that that is... that's
what were they doing before? You're telling me that now they go to church, they're watching all this porn?
Here's Ted, we know how this works. We don't live in a make-believe world, so it's simple. They've always been surfing porn. It's just that when you're home all the time, you surf more porn. Maybe you forget to hide your history or something. I don't know. I think it's just becoming more spoken of. It ain't new. But this is biggest, not
he
new.
Said it's the biggest threat to Christianity. Not the pandemic, not the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the biggest threat right now. To being a Christian is the fact that we are at home and we're watching more porn.
How is pornography a threat to any religion, though?
That's just what he says. I don't know what his theory is.
I mean, he's a moron. I get that. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's porn.
I mean, Ted was raised Catholic, so you were raised in one of those denominations where that's just part of the spoken word. I mean, in alcohol. You know what I mean? Like, as far as a priest goes, like, you know what I mean? Pornography was never really frowned upon that much.
Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
Pornography?
You're not supposed to masturbate.
Oh, I mean, well, think about Catholic Church?
Yeah.
All my friends were crazy.
That's why people masturbate so much in the Catholic Church.
Right. It doesn't mean they don't, but to say they didn't say don't, I mean, it clearly was frowned upon.
I mean, look, it's the Catholic Church, man. Yeah, so the Catholic Church, these are all the things you can't do, and everybody does all of those things. I mean, and we all do. The difference is, and Catholics always say this, they're like, man, it's the Catholic guilt. So... it's kind of like putting out a law, right? So you say, this is the law. You can't murder, right? Don't murder. Whatever you do, don't murder. Well, I don't know about you, but my assumption is there's a reason why they have hitmen, lawyers, courts, jails, and policemen. That tells me you already knew people are going to do all the things. So you can say don't masturbate. Look, the priest is masturbating, everyone, and he can deny it. Go ahead, that's great. But we know you are. The difference is you just have to act like you feel bad about it later or go to confession.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I went to confession, and I still look at it. It's so weird. You got a teenage boy confessing to a grown man that he masturbated.
Doing exactly what
and
all teen boys
are. Yeah.
Right. Well, he couldn't. You know me. I'm a face-to-face confessional.
Oh, right. Were you?
Oh, I'm not hiding behind that little punk-ass screen.
Man, they don't do it for you. They do it for them.
I'm going to look them in the eye. Tell them I've been sitting.
Think about it. It's like when you go to the bar, right? You don't know the guy, but the guy decides at some point you've had a normal conversation. Now he wants to confess something to you. I mean, it doesn't have to be heavy, but there's something he wants to get off his chest, and you realize in that moment, like, oh, crap. I'm in this. I have to listen to him. So what I'm saying is if I'm the priest, this isn't for, I don't have the curtain and have your isolation for you to feel better. This is strictly for me. Because you're going to say something where the expression of my face is going to be obvious. And I'm like, bitches, you crazy.
Hey, give me the option. I'll look at you.
God, you ruined confession. No, Father, I want to look at you when I tell you. I'm masturbating.
Yeah, more of the random question coming up. Get in there. 844-999-HOLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.